Hi, I'm Ari, and this is Gemba Talks. At Fortive, we go to Gemba. We search for facts and solutions in the only place that they naturally reveal themselves, the place where the work is done.
Today, I'm sitting with Tim Dunstan, Senior Manager of Digital Marketing in the Fortive Business System Office. Tim, thanks for meeting with me. Now that the digital hackathon is over, tell me a little bit about it. What exactly was the digital hackathon?
The digital hackathon was 4 days of kind of craziness and also awesomeness. We brought in 26 teams from across the opcos with cross-functional groups with the combined purpose of ranking higher in Google to help them generate more qualified traffic for strategically important keywords.
What does qualified traffic do for our organizations?
It's a great question. So we have started talking more about qualified traffic as opposed to just all traffic, because when we think about qualified traffic, we have some sort of purchase intent behind that search, right? So we could potentially generate a bunch of content and rank high for terms where people are coming to our site to learn something that's not even associated to our products or not associated to buying. But what we want to do is rank highly on the terms that matter the most to our customers associated to buying our product or buying our service.
Mm-hmm. So it's really about conversions in the end.
Very much so. And owning the real estate on the search engine results page related to those.
Yeah. Great. So taking it back a step, how did you get to this hackathon style event? I know last year there was a summit and it was no way kind of this hands-on aggressive all day, all night thing. So how did you get to this?
Yeah. So we actually got some VOC from our opcos, asked them about whether or not this hackathon format would feel impactful to them. Would there be things that they would miss from the old summit approach? I think 100% of the opcos that we got VOC from said, of course there are things that we'll miss about the summit. We love getting a chance to network and learn and that kind of thing. But if we had an opportunity to really learn how to do SEO better, and to have the chance to make those changes in a hackathon kind of format, sign us up. We're in. So we made the shift.
What is different about this hackathon with the purpose of search engine optimization at SEO versus any other type of event or Kaizen within the Fortive organization?
So we experimented with a hackathon at last year's Growth and Innovation Conference. And we brought in portions of the Growth Accelerator process, things like solution storming, ideation, rapid prototyping, those types of things. And we thought, you know what, if we wanted to take something like this and do it for digital, what would it look like? And we went through 10 or 12 different format ideas until we landed on this Rank the SERPs organic hackathon style piece, where we incorporated some of the best from digital process that we knew. But then we also brought in some of these growth accelerator concepts that would let us get a lot done in short time.
And what does SERPs mean for those who don't know?
Yeah, so we're talking about ranking the SERPs. If you know what SERP means, you already have a certain amount of nerd credibility in the digital space. But SERP stands for, it's an acronym that stands for Search Engine Results Page. And if you think about any time you search in Google or another search engine that has far less search volume in the world, the page that you get back with all of the answer boxes and links and videos, that's the SERP. So if we think about wanting to own digital real estate related to our customer, if we don't show up at the top of that page, we're almost invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is really important. So this hackathon style event allowed our teams to kind of put their day-to-day work almost on the back burner so they could really focus in with intent on ranking higher. Did you see any results, anything that could be sustained?
Well, it's funny you should ask. So, you know, a year ago, I might have said, you know, we'll have to wait 2 months to find out. Turns out from some early experiments that we ran with some other businesses, we could start to see results within a week, 2 weeks. So we were actually just out looking at the data as a team this morning, and we've seen a number of opcos move up 5 spots, some move up 10, some move up 30 spots, and some not showing as much movement yet. So we're already starting to see some positive movement, which is really exciting.
That's awesome. So aside from that very tangible success, was there anything you were hoping that participants or our operating companies in general would come out of this having learned?
Yeah, so there are two big things that I think about in terms of impact for this event. Thing one is related to the 5 strategic keywords that they picked as sort of SEO model cells, where we did a bunch of learning, then we did a bunch of work on those, and we're going to be tracking the results on that in daily management. And our ability to kind of quickly apply learnings and rank up the SERP for those 5 keywords is a huge win. The thing that might even be bigger for me in terms of impact, though, is the process that sort of undergirded the hackathon is really just standard work for SEO. So what I would love to see happen for our teams is that, yes, they start to win on these 5 keywords, but really what ends up happening is they have a new SEO process they can take back and start to scale it to more keywords until we can own as much real estate as we want for our strategic keywords.
Was there anything that the FBSO, the Fortive Business System Office, learned from this event?
I think we learned how much more work it is to run a hackathon than a typical summit. We had a couple late nights, which were actually super productive and kind of fun looking back on it, making changes on the fly, making sure that we had a process in place for our teams. I think one of the big learnings that I took away from it is that it can be incredibly valuable to have a really good mix of our own process that gets injected from a little bit of outside expertise. So we brought in an expert who helped build what became Google Search Console, which is sort of the premier Gemba data for organic search. We brought in Vanessa Fox, and she helped us build a curriculum for how to approach SEO. So having that sort of injection from the outside of, you know, industry expert mixed in to our own sort of standard work, I think is something that I take away as a learning where there's value add from both being put together.
Mm-hmm. Is this an event that you think you guys will do again, having learned everything you've learned and all the sleep lost and all that?
Yeah, I think so. We had pretty positive feedback from the opcos, both in sort of like conversational feedback, also in the survey, kind of people saying, you know, whether or not it met their expectations and if they thought they got impact. We had pretty positive results from that. We also had a bit of feedback on the last day, kind of in like in-person VOC with the whole room, about whether or not they would want to run this event in other geographies, and the answer was yes. And also, you know, do we want to run a similar style event for a different concept? Like, do we want to do paid search? Do we want to do social? And I think there's a bit of interest in this because we don't just learn. We can actually generate impact and get some real work done in the event itself.
Yeah, that's great. Why is hosting an event like this and bringing all the operating companies together, why is that important?
So I mentioned scale already. Excited to see the opcos kind of take a process and go back and scale it more broadly. An event like this also lets us scale those types of learnings. So if you think about the kind of impact that our team could have had going out and doing this in a Kaizen with one opco, definite impact. But the way that we did it here, we were able to get all of that done in a week with 26 teams. So for me, having a chance to kind of do it at that scale, which you're thinking about the logistics is a little crazy, but the chance to do it at that kind of scale was really exciting and we thought would be high impact.
So do you think that this was a successful event in the end?
I think so. I think the best way that I can answer that question is to tell you about how people worked through the event. It's not uncommon to see there be sort of an energy or a momentum dip at the end of day two on a long Kaizen. And we had scheduled two late nights. So the first night and the second night, we had scheduled late nights for people to get a bunch of work done. And then we thought, in planning the agenda, we thought, hey, you know what? Maybe folks don't want to work late the third night in a row. And so we had scheduled an early night. It turns out the teams were by and large so excited to get through the work that they had scheduled for themselves that we ended up ordering dinner and having a bunch of teams stay late even the third night. So the amount of momentum that I saw the teams generate for themselves was pretty astonishing. I've rarely seen the whole bulk of a set of teams push through a Kaizen with as much momentum as they push through the hackathon.
That must be really inspiring to see, to know that like all this work you put in, people are really after it.
Yeah, no, it was. And the teams, they were just on it. Just on it. I was really impressed with how people showed up to work and with the energy that they brought. And they were really inspiring. They should feel really good about what they did here.
How will the teams be able to sustain their successes and their wins throughout the rest of the year?
So sustainment is huge here. I think the learning is valuable that happened in the event. The networking was valuable. The activities that were done in the event were valuable. Really, we're going to measure the value of this event based on whether or not we can sustain it. And I say we, what I really mean is Glenn on our team put together this kind of massive Google Sheet, Google BigQuery, Google Search Console, API poll, daily management magic that each of the teams ended up getting a link to a bowler that automatically updates. So they don't have to do any additional work for themselves. And they get to see week by week results for the rank change on all of the keywords that they were working on. Wow. There's some additional bells and whistles to that also. So each team has that, and they can track their progress on that every week. From our side, we know how important sustainment is here. So we're going to be watching the consolidated results and leveraging the organic standard work that comes out of this to help engage with the teams and make sure that they're able to sustain.
So what does overall success look like for the FBSO in regards to the digital hackathon?
So number one, business impact. Search already drives revenue for our business, and we want to grow our businesses through digital. So that's number one. Number two, we want to scale a process that works. So we want to see opcos pick up these learnings and go make them work. And we want to get better at all of these different aspects of digital. So, you know, if we can really nail this organic thing and make sure that people are comfortable with the standard work, that means that that's a process now that's in control, and we can take and focus our prioritization efforts somewhere else and maybe tackle something that's not in control right now.
That's great. Well, is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to add?
Yeah, so I'll add one more thing, which is that As if planning the event itself wasn't big enough, we decided that it would be fun. I'll say fun in quotation marks. Maybe crazy or beautifully crazy or insane would be another way to put it. We decided that it would be great to give our opcos a chance to shoot a bunch of promotional videos. So we brought in Pro One Media, who agreed to bring in two camera crews and shoot two camera crews in 30-minute increments throughout Tuesday, and then just another one that stayed on Wednesday, to get upwards of like 20 or 30 videos produced. So not only did our teams show up and do work on their web pages, not only did they build assets that they launched in addition to that, they also created storyboards, shot videos, and got those videos, some of them posted live during the event, and they're getting access to more of them later. So That whole video factory was happening during all of the rest of this. And we've got a couple on-screen stars now who hadn't been in videos before, but now are front and center for that. So that was a lot of fun to see happen.
That's really fun. So Pro One Media, they were one of the other experts that you brought in addition to the Google expert.
Yeah, so we brought in Vanessa Fox, and she was sort of our keynote speaker and SEO expert. We brought in Pro One. Ruja, who's running Pro One, gave us some great information about video best practices in terms of SEO. We also brought in a group from Resources Online to provide additional bandwidth for teams who may not have had copywriters or designers with them. So we had this sort of copyright design factory going over here too for teams who needed more help with that.
That's great. Well, with that, I think that we got a pretty good glimpse into what the digital hackathon really entailed, and it's really exciting to see all of these teams coming together and working together in this way. So, thank you for sitting and talking with me today.
Thanks, Ariella. Happy to be here.